And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
It is the show with Jen and Truda for Friday morning, March 23rd. Kansas State is in the Elite Eight. The ninth-seeded Wildcats knocked off fifth-seeded Kentucky 61-58 in a Sweet 16 NCAA tournament game in Atlanta. K-State is in the Elite Eight for the first time since 2010. They move on to face Loyola Chicago tomorrow, with the winner going to the Final Four. And Loyola has a local connection as well. Two of their players are from Overland Park. Meanwhile, K-State coach Bruce Weber can cash some nice big checks as his team advances. By beating Kentucky and reaching the Elite Eight, Weber receives a $430,000 bonus. If the Wildcats beat Loyola Chicago and go to the Final Four, he would earn a $516,000 bonus. And if K-State wins the national tournament, Weber picks up an extra $688,000 bonus.
Do you know if we're going to get any of those bonuses coming
up? Sure. I think we face a very similar situation here in our ratings. Top-seeded KU clashes with Clemson in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. The teams meet tonight at CenturyLink Center Omaha, with tip-off just after 6 o'clock. A new career builder survey is revealing an interesting list of excuses employees use for their tardiness. Employees have used excuses like, "I was here, but I fell asleep in the parking lot. My fake eyelashes were stuck together. And even my astrologer warned of a car accident on a major highway, so I took the longer, slower back roads." One man who was late for work complained of morning sickness. And not being able to find a parking spot is usually a nuisance, but it worked out well for one Kansas woman. Mary San Miguel was going to visit her mom in Wichita. Wasn't a parking spot available at her mom's place, though, so she decided to swing by the gas station while waiting for a spot to open up. While she was there, she bought a bingo numbers game ticket. First, she thought she just won $50. Turned out she actually won $25,000.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
My astrologer told me I had morning sickness.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay. That explains it.
Yeah. It's my horoscope for today. I was going to have morning sickness. Amazing. First guy to ever do so since junior.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Lady Gaga. Poker face.
Did you see the text line? It said, how do you wake up Lady Gaga? Poker face.
You guys nailed it.
Yeah.
I am easily amused at 6:27 in the morning. Jen's impossible question for the morning. 75% of women like the way this looks, but hate the way it feels. What are we talking about? 5767102.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the text line is for as well. So
right. I've got Chiefs panties on.
All right, let's find out together. Let's go to Casey Moe, and we'll start with Brant this morning. Good morning, Brant.
Morning.
All right, what's your guess here?
Is it men's facial hair?
It is stubble, so I will give that to you. Yeah, and I completely agree with this. I do love the way stubble looks, but man, it hurts.
Right?
Yeah, my wife hates it too, complains about it every time.
Yes, man, but I'm sure it's easier for you guys. Go a couple of
days.
Mm-hmm. All right, you got it. We'll give you some Mavericks hockey tickets, or if you'd like to go check out a KC Rep theater show, we've got those passes for you as well.
Perfect. Great. Thank you.
All right, Brent, hold on for 1 second there. Everybody who asked me about my beard, no, it's not about making a statement or being a hipster or anything like that. I'm just too lazy.
Yeah.
Just lazy to shave. That's all.
Seems easier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't feel my legs right now. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'll take that advice then. Great.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today. From Felicity in Mission Impossible 3, actress Carrie Russell is 42 today.
Oh, and The Americans back on Wednesday for their final season on FX.
There you go.
It's one of the greatest shows.
Over the weekend, on Sunday, Elton John turns 71, and Sex and the City's Sarah Jessica Parker turns 53. A lot of people excited about the Roseanne revival. John Goodman was on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Talked about how the new show came about.
I was doing Sarah Gilbert, our original darling. She has a talk show called The Talk.
Yes.
And we did a little sketch on a couch, not unlike this, before the show. And boy, that feels weird. It feels like putting on a old loafer, man. It felt great. And then during the show, she goes, would you ever consider a reunion or something? I said, in a heartbeat. No, it's fun. And then she called Rose that night and said, well, Goodman wants to do it. And 3 weeks later, we had a deal.
Roseanne returns Tuesday at 7 on ABC.
This is one of the shows I'm most excited about. I don't know why. I love that show.
It's going to be interesting to see how they play out, because he died.
Right.
but he's back. The original cast is back, including both Beckys. So we'll get Sarah Chalk.
So many questions to answer.
We'll find out on Tuesday. There are some new movies opening this weekend. Pacific Rim Uprising with Scott Eastwood is going to be out. Isle of Dogs, which features the voices of Bill Murray, Edward Norton, Scarlett Johansson. And then the other new movie this weekend is Sherlock Gnomes, featuring the voices of Johnny Depp and Mary J. Blige.
Apparently, gnomes were going missing. These guys got a bit worried about us, so they brought us here for safekeeping.
Yeah, they even promised us a big surprise. And they did that when they said it, which I thought seemed a bit ominous. Like we weren't going to get a big surprise, or if we do, it's going to be something really unspeakably horrific. But it might just be balloons.
And the voice of Ozzy Osbourne, as heard in that clip.
Unmistakable sand!
And actor William Shatner is calling out Facebook over an ad that said he was dead. Shatner found out about his alleged death yesterday by a fan on Twitter who tagged the actor saying, "I thought you might want to know you're dead." The post included a picture from a sponsored ad on Facebook's Messenger app that said the sci-fi actor was found dead. Shatner called out the social media site on Twitter saying, "Hey, Facebook, isn't this your Messenger app? Thought you were doing something about this." Company took notice and contacted Shatner saying they had removed the ad.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is The Show with Jen and Truda for Friday, March 23rd. K-State in the Elite Eight. The ninth-seeded Wildcats knocked off fifth-seeded Kentucky 61-58 in a Sweet 16 NCAA tournament game in Atlanta. K-State in the Elite Eight for the first time since 2010. They now face Loyola Chicago tomorrow with the winner going to the Final Four.
This tears me up because I have grown to love Loyola Chicago. They've got these two boys from Overland Park who've played basketball together since elementary school. Last night they had a great game. Loyola Chicago moves on to beat Nevada with 69-68.
By 1 point. Yeah.
Great game. So this kid, Ben Richardson and Clayton Custer, just amazing. We're all in love with Sister Jean, this 98-year-old nun who's at every game praying for these boys. And now K-State faces Loyola Chicago tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. Bruce Weber's going to come in and slap the habit off of her head. That's I'm pretty proud of my boys in purple. I'm a KU fan, but last night I couldn't help but feel a sense of pride. Look, I hate Kentucky. I think John Calipari is dirty as it comes. I think they're as slimy as it gets. And I was so proud of our K-State Wildcats. I am so on the bandwagon for these guys. Until they play KU, and then I'm like,
well,
whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
but
then it's...
You know, but I thought that was great.
I think it's going to be a win-win tomorrow. I'm happy to see either one of them win.
Oh, no, that's true. Right.
Top-seeded KU will face Clemson in the Sweet 16. Those teams meet tonight at Century League Center, Omaha, with tip-off just after 6. What is this song?
Oh, this is the Wabash Cannonball. It's the original. I don't know. It's something I found.
The winner of tonight's KU-Clemson game will play the Duke-Syracuse winner on Sunday.
Probably not the right one.
Toys R Us closeout sale could start today. Shoppers across the U.S. headed to the toy store yesterday looking for deals after the company said it was closing all its stores. Instead, they were greeted by signs saying the Toys R Us liquidation sale had been postponed. I tried this, what was it, last Saturday? I was like, well, they're closing. Maybe everything's on sale. So we went, and the store was packed. Like, I mean, a million people who thought the exact same thing as me. Guess what? Nothing was on sale yet, and I ended up spending $35 buying boy Barbies and clothes for Barbies.
Hey, good for you.
And today is National Puppy Day. This day was created to celebrate the magic and unconditional love that puppies bring to our lives. National Puppy Day, also a day to bring awareness to the need for care of and homes for orphaned pups, as well as to educate people about the horrors of puppy mills across the country.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's time for another clue.
Find the missing Easter egg and win a weekend stay in a luxury treehouse.
From Branson Cedars Resort and KC1021.
Yep, Branson Cedars Resort has these amazing treehouses that sleep up to 8 people. We're trying to give one away. So far, been giving away clues all week, and no one has guessed where our Easter egg is hidden. The clue this morning, getting married? You can do that here, and close by, there's even plenty of beer. What is the place we're talking about?
All right. In Leavenworth, Marianne is going to be our guesser for this morning. Marianne,
yes.
Take a shot at it.
The Weston Red Barn Farm.
That's it!
Oh, that's it!
It's the Weston Red Barn Farm!
Oh, that's so cool!
You got it!
Yes!
Finally! We are sending someone to this huge treehouse. You can take up to seven people.
That's so cool.
Yes, this thing is huge. It is quiet and serene on the outside with that nice wraparound porch, but on the inside, you've got your stainless steel appliances, your jacuzzi jetted tubs. Incredible.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Yes, you got it. Now, when did you figure it out? Because we've been giving away clues.
Yesterday. And we just couldn't get in, and we just kept being the wrong caller, and the people kept guessing and not following the clues, and it was driving us crazy.
I know.
Like, you have to write the clues down and follow.
You should have seen me, because I knew all the clues, and I was like one of only three people that knew really where it was, and so I was tuning in yesterday listening to Natalie and the person who was guessing, and I'm like, ooh, no, that's not, so close.
I think also that 99% of the text line felt the same way as you, because
yes.
The text line seemed to know it, and they just couldn't get in to be caller 12.
Right.
Yes, it was rough.
Oh.
It was rough trying to get in.
Well, congratulations. Do you have a ton of people that would love to go with you and hang out at Branson Cedars Resort?
I have a bunch of people who want to go.
Well, you got it. You are going. Enjoy the treehouse. Have so much fun. And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right. Marianne's going to put on hold. Joey's going to get the info. Woo! Well, there we go, folks. In the bag.
That's it. Weston Red Barn Farm is where the egg was hidden.
Finally.
Got it.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
This is a performance from The Voice by Topeka's own Kyla J.
She is unreal. Her blind audition, she does Seesaw. Then she comes out and kills it in the battle rounds this week and wins. She's a Topeka native, a Shawnee Heights High School graduate, Team Blake, and she is up with us early this morning. Kyla Jade, good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you today?
We are doing very well. Where are you right now?
I am actually in Atlanta, headed to the airport in about 2 hours.
So Kyla, from Topeka, Topeka native, graduate of Shawnee Heights, and
yes,
you
ma'am.
End up in Nashville. First of all, let's go. How did you get from Topeka to Nashville?
College. I went to Fisk University. So right after 18, I went right to Nashville to go to school.
Okay. And so then you were singing there. Were you with groups involved in all of that?
You know, I immediately, just like in Kansas, I got involved in my church.
Mm-hmm.
So I went from the only church I went to my whole life was St. Paul, which is Pastor Wayne Franklin before he passed away. I went to Nashville and went to Cathedral of Praise with Bishop Maynard. So those are the only two churches I've ever attended in my life. And I've just, you know, that's how I grew up. So I got busy working in the music departments, working with the other college students. And I did that in school for most of college until somebody was like, you know, what are you doing this weekend? You should come gig with us. And I was like, oh, no. My mom says it's like singing at the Jew joint, but I'll try. That really was kind of what changed my life. It was just a random call one weekend.
Yeah, and before you even got to The Voice, you've already been working with some big names.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The Voice has just been, it's been a pinnacle for me personally. But I have worked backgrounds with numerous artists for many, many years. It's been, Nashville is a hodgepodge. I call it like a gumbo pot of music. So you can sing and work in any genre as long as you're versatile and kind. Like, it, you know, it just pays to be nice. If you're nice to people, they don't mind working with you. It doesn't help that, you know, if you can sing a little bit too, it just kind of all works in your favor.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'll be nice all day long, but I couldn't carry a note in a bucket.
Mm-mm.
So.
About dancing. Please don't ask me to dance. Just let me stand still. It's like three variations of church rock. That's all you get. I attribute a lot of that.
You do the one hand up.
That to my high girl. I mean, it's like a shuffle from left to right. I did not. My sisters can dance. I did not get it. I have rhythm, but I just don't know what to do with my arms. Like, it's really a lot to think about.
You know, but you wouldn't look goofy if you were in the onesie while you were attempting to dance.
I think I would look fantastic.
See?
And that's really the only way I should dance.
Well,
if you give me a onesie.
Can't they, will they teach you that? Like, and on The Voice too, will they coach you in like stage movement and how to do all that stuff? Or
yes, absolutely. Yeah. I have fantastic, you know, but there's still like we have the conversation. Listen, precious, I am a singer, not a dancer. The most movement you'll probably get is from my hair. So if you could like work. you can kind of work that with me. And no, they're great. The choreographers are great. They're like, okay, Kyla, just walk forward. Walk to the right. Okay, I can handle that. As long as I'm not like popping, locking, and dropping. And really have to do anything else besides walk and sing, I'm going to pass out.
Well, and when it comes to The Voice, so you went to the blind audition, and Blake Shelton and Kelly Clarkson both turned around for you. They both wanted you.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems a little odd that you would go with Blake. Why did you choose Blake?
Oh, honey, literally, you guys should go back and watch how shocked everybody was. And I love that just because it was shock value. But I weighed my options. Kelly is the, I mean, that girl, when she came out, I was like, she's a problem. She is really, really good. And she has continued to prove that she's no joke. And so I would have been honored to work with her. But I felt like Blake would challenge me in the right way. And he definitely has. The second round, he gave me a pop song and didn't blink an eye and was like, get it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of challenge that I'm looking for. If I say, hey, Kyla, you know, I pride myself in being able to be a chameleon, to sing any genre, to fit in to any circle, to work any kind of musical experience because I love to do it. And so I can't say that and then get a pop song and flake.
All right, so you come back this week, you win your battle round in a huge way, singing One Last Time, and so then what's next? We head for the knockout rounds?
Yes, ma'am. We have the knockouts coming as soon as we're done with the rest of the battles.
Oh, man. And can I just say your battle round, like sincerely watching it, I was thinking, we're watching the start of something huge. Like, this girl, this girl's gonna be huge. And then thinking, this interview, I thought, I should remember this because I feel like we're going to mark this day as, remember when we talked to Kyla Jade? Do you remember when she was just Kyla Jade on The Voice? And now Blake and Kelly are opening for her.
Listen, I am so excited about the journey. I'm so excited about the opportunity. And I'm so excited about my support from my hometown. It has been overwhelming and beautiful and kind and if I don't do anything else, it is doing my best to make you guys and my family proud. Like, it has been just a wonderful part of this journey.
Well, thanks for getting up early. I know you're busy, and best of luck to you in The Voice. Thank you, Kyla Jade.
I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
How about those Wildcats, huh? K-State in the Elite Eight. The ninth-seeded Wildcats knocked off fifth-seeded Kentucky 61-58 in a Sweet 16 NCAA tournament game in Atlanta. K-State in the Elite Eight for the first time since 2010. Shaylee, you were just asking if we stayed up to, you know, watch the entire game. I fell asleep, and I'd wake up, and I'd look at the score, and then I'd pass back out.
It was intense.
Ooh, and nobody wants to see Kentucky win.
No. Calipari's dirty, slimy, they cheat, and they're ahead of KU in the all-time win. So the more that they can lose and KU can keep winning, the better.
Happy for the K-State win. They will face Loyola Chicago tomorrow with the winner going to the Final Four. And I'm a little bit torn here because I've grown to love Loyola Chicago because we've got two Overland Park boys playing for them.
Sure.
They had a killer game last night.
Yeah.
And that Custer kid, man, he is good. Overland Park boy. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a great game tomorrow. Meanwhile, K-State coach Bruce Weber can cash some big checks as his team advances. So by beating Kentucky and reaching the Elite Eight, you know how much his bonus is? Shaylee, take a stab at how much you think that bonus is worth.
$50,000.
$430,000.
$430,000. He picks up $430,000 for that. If the Wildcats beat Loyola Chicago and go to the Final Four, he gets $516,000. And if K-State wins the national tournament, he picks up a $688,000 bonus.
Nice.
Wow. Hi, we're in the wrong business. Top-seeded KU will clash with Clemson in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. The teams meet tonight at CenturyLink Center, Omaha. Tip-off just after 6 o'clock. The winner of that game, which will be KU, will play the Duke-Syracuse winner on Sunday.
Don't jinx us.
In the Elite Eight.
I know, right?
Why would you say that?
I'm sorry. It's fine. Everything's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, this is the madness of March. This is the greatest time of the year,
isn't
it?
This has been a good couple of games.
It sure has.
This weekend's March for Our Lives is expected to draw hundreds of thousands of people around the country. The rallies tomorrow were prompted by last month's school shooting massacre in Parkland, Florida. The march was organized by students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, who lost 14 classmates and three teachers on February 14th. The biggest rally is set to happen in Washington, D.C., where marchers are going to call on Congress to take aggressive steps to curb gun violence. Here in Kansas City, a march is scheduled from noon to 4 tomorrow at Tice Park.
And the girls and I actually are going to be there.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. My girls decided they wanted to go, and so we're gonna go out there.
Be a part of it.
Yeah.
A new Career Builder survey is revealing an interesting list of excuses that employees are using for tardiness. Apparently, employees have used excuses like, I was here, but I fell asleep in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do not do that here in Westport, Shaley.
No.
Just some advice.
No.
My fake eyelashes were stuck together.
And don't do that, Truda.
An astrologer warned of a car accident on a major highway, so I took the longer, slower back roads. One man who was late actually complained of morning sickness. That will happen to you if you go to WebMD. Truda, go to WebMD and put in some symptoms you've had recently. I guarantee it will tell you you're pregnant.
Right.
I guarantee.
Yep.
That is your 10 items or less for Friday on the show.
Crazy. My horoscope told me this morning I was going to have my eyelashes glued together. It was nuts.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It is time to tell us, folks, how you are. Hashtag. Yeah.
We've got some good stuff to give away. Got some Mavericks hockey tickets. We've got a Hobby Lobby gift card. We'll throw those to you for your good news this morning. Tell us how you are. Hashtag blessed. Shaylee, you got anything good this weekend? What's going on with you?
What is going on with me? I don't even know. I'm going to go see some friends and their cute little baby that they just had.
Aw.
Yeah.
Little baby snuggle time. And it's National Puppy Day today.
Hashtag blessed. I didn't know this.
Hashtag blessed for you and Truda.
Not
and
enough.
Your love of all your puppies.
Hashtag today show puppy has been.
Are we going to get to go play with puppies today?
I don't know. I'll go home and play with mine, I guess.
I'm going to leave that
puppy
alone.
That
yeah,
is?
Please do.
816-576-7.
And my dog.
Okay. 576-7102. You can call or text with how you are hashtag blessed heading into this weekend.
That is the most disgusting way to describe that act.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fact.
Right.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's 1021 Friday morning. We do hashtag blessed. We take a look and see how you guys are blessed going into the weekend.
816-576-7102. You can text or call. We'll throw somebody a Hobby Lobby gift card. We also have some Mavericks hockey tickets for somebody. Hashtag blessed on the text line. I have a smart, wonderful son, which I already knew, and just found out he'll be testing to get into the advanced classes at school, third grade.
Nice. Hashtag
blessed. That's a great feeling as a parent when you're like, yes, my kid's doing some stuff right.
My kid's smart.
Because we tend to focus, I tend to focus on the bad things when my kids are doing things wrong, so that's good.
Of course, I was excited when my kid was called a natural party in her parent-teacher conference, so
that's right.
I thought that was pretty
that's
good.
That's just good life.
You're right.
I mean, that's just good.
Also from the text line, you were talking about KU and KSU being in the Sweet 16. The women's basketball team of the University of Central Missouri is playing for the national championship tonight. Hashtag blessed.
Nice.
I've got to go over and watch some of the women's games over at Sprint Center.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Also from the text line, just joined an amazing CrossFit gym and have the weekend off to spend with my boys, 7 and 5 months old. Hashtag blessed. Hashtag
blessed. Wow, I feel very underaccomplished. 7 and 5 months and she's still going to CrossFit.
My workout yesterday consisted of walking to the kitchen, making pizza rolls and eating those while watching basketball.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. She's doing CrossFit.
We did
right.
take another walk last night. I've been trying to get up on the elliptical and do that
stuff.
Look
at you.
Tried to lose some weight before this Disney trip, you know?
Oh, yeah, because it's going to be hot.
Right. Or as Addy says, roller coaster seatbelts, huh? I got you down?
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Also on the text line, 1586 said, hashtag blessed. My son, who's a freshman in Blue Springs, gets to perform the national anthem at a Royals game on April 9th with his choir.
Oh, cool.
That is hashtag blessed. Huge. Speaking of the Royals, it is a text to win weekend here on KC1021. So be listening all this weekend for your chance to text and win yourself some Royals opening day tickets.
Huge.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today from Felicity in Mission Impossible 3, actress Carrie Russell, 42 today. Over the weekend, Sunday, Elton John turns 71, and Sex and the City's Sarah Jessica Parker turns 53. A lot of people excited about the Roseanne revival. John Goodman was on Jimmy Kimmel Live talking about how that new show came about.
I was doing Sarah Gilbert, our original darling. She has a talk show called The Talk.
Yes.
And we did a little sketch on a couch not unlike this before the show. And boy, that feels weird. It feels like putting on a old loafer, man. It felt great. And then during the show, she goes, do you ever consider a reunion or something? I said, in a heartbeat. No, it's fun. And then she called Rose that night and said, well, Goodman wants to do it. And 3 weeks later, we had a deal.
Roseanne returns next Tuesday at 7 o'clock on ABC. There are some new movies opening this weekend. Pacific Rim Uprising with Scott Eastwood, Shaylee. Mm-hmm. Reason enough to go see this film, Scott Eastwood?
Seriously?
Hit the bell for that, please.
What, really?
Good, oh, yeah.
He gets a hot bell?
He's a good-looking young gentleman.
Oh, yeah?
Clint Eastwood's son. Yep. Google that, ladies. You're welcome. Scott Eastwood. Mm-hmm. Isle of Dogs, which features the voices of Bill Murray, Edward Norton, Scarlett Johansson. That's a stop-motion.
Okay. Well, if you get one, I get one.
Oh, I thought that was for Bill Murray.
Yeah, that's what it was for.
Okay. And then the other new movie this weekend is Sherlock Gnomes, featuring the voices of Johnny Depp and Mary J. Blige.
Apparently, gnomes were going missing. These guys got a bit worried about us, so they brought us here for safekeeping.
Yeah, they even promised us a big surprise. And they did that when they said it, which I thought seemed a bit ominous. Like we weren't going to get a big surprise, or if we do, it's going to be something really unspeakably horrific. But it might just be balloons.
Yep, the voice of Ozzy in that movie as well. Actor William Shatner calling out Facebook over an ad that said he was dead. Shatner found out about his alleged death yesterday by a fan on Twitter who tagged the actor saying, I thought you might want to know you're dead. The post included a picture from a sponsored ad on Facebook's Messenger app that said the actor was found dead. Shatner called out the social media site on Twitter saying, hey, Facebook, isn't this your Messenger app? Thought you were doing something about this. The company took notice shortly after and contacted Shatner saying they had removed the ad.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
What's wrong, Shaylee?
What is that?
I thought you were having a seizure. I didn't know what you were doing.
That was my mom dance. You like that?
Now I understand your kids saying that. What are you doing?
Joey appreciates it.
Those were some amazing dance moves, Jen.
Thank you, Joseph.
Encourage this.
Why would I not encourage this? This is fantastic.
How many cuts of Joey's tiramisu did you have with Air Marietto?
I had a little bit. And by a little bit, there.
I had a little bit.
Don't you worry about what I had this morning, boss.
By the way, this morning, we did get a winner in our grown-up Easter egg hunt. Congratulations to Marianne from Atchison. She works in Leavenworth, lives in Atchison.
Is it by Equator?
Shut your mouth. Marianne was the winner. She gets to take 7 friends along and head down to Branson Cedars Resort for that 3-night stay at a treehouse. Finally got the winner in the big egg hunt. Congratulations, that is huge. Coming up next week, Taylor Swift tickets.
Yeah, we've got big stuff on the way. A Royals text to win weekend for opening day tickets.
You want those? Just be listening. Starting tonight after 5, we'll tell you all about how you can win those opening day tickets all weekend.
Taylor Swift next week. Hey, we're into the weekend. KU game. Go Hawks.
Woo!
Go Wildcats tomorrow.
Oh, that's going to be huge.
Don't jinx us, Jen.
Big weekend for basketball.
Mm-hmm. All right. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you back Monday morning at 6 a.m. when the show is all new. We'll find out what trouble we got into over the weekend. Probably the lamest weekend, right?
Mine will be watching basketball, so I can tell you that now.
She wins.
See you, Casey.
The show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.